I have my tenor voice this morning because of the weather. Hallelujah. Well, I decided that I was ready to start. We put a time in the bulletin, but we should say service starts when we decided to start. But I want to share a scripture with you. God's good all the time, and all the time God is good. Now where am I here? I noticed we got ready to leave this morning, started raining, and I guess some others decided it started raining too, so they just stay home. Word of God says this, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them would be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell, and great was its fall. Now, all of us can remember that. You can go all the way back to the wise man built his house upon the rock. Back when we were little kids in Sunday school, and we learned about the house on the rock. And you know, the thing that is the cornerstone, the foundation of our lives, that makes the difference between making it and breaking it is the foundation that we build it on. Of course, the rock represents the Word of God and the kingdom of God. The sand represents the world. Sand always shifts. The world is always shifting. And the sad thing to say is that a lot of the church is shifting with it. And things that a pastor would never have gotten up and said 50 years ago, they're saying, well, you know, maybe. Even though the Word of God plainly says it's a sin. They say, well, you know, you just got to understand culture. You got to understand society. Jesus did not come down here to learn from society how to live. He came down here to teach society how they should live. And then that's why he said this to his followers that day. If you hear what I'm telling you and you do it, you're going to make it through the storms. And he didn't say if they come, if the wind blows, if the rain falls, if the storm comes. He said it does. The wind comes, the rain falls. But if you're built on the rock, you'll stand. And one of the things here at New Life that I want it to be known as our trademark, and that is the fact that we have a purpose of instilling the Word of God into the people that are willing to come and to hear it and accept it and live by it. And you'd be surprised over the years, the people that have come in here, and they were excited about it when they first started. And then for some reason or other, after being here a while, God started dealing with them. And he was dealing with them to change. And rather than change, they just changed places. They found somewhere else it was a little easier to get along with. I remember one couple that used to come. We went to visit them after they quit, and most of you wouldn't know them because it was before even most of you that are here now started coming. And we went to visit them after they quit coming. And the husband said, well, when we first started coming over there, he said, I was learning a lot of the Bible, and it was really good. But he said, then your preaching changed. And his wife sitting behind him where he can't see her, like right here, like he's where Shirley is, and she was kind of where Vivian is back there. And he's telling me, your preaching has changed. And she's going back, sitting back there going, it's not your preaching that's changed. What it is that the word that he's hearing is starting to change him, and he don't like it. He said, you're not preaching. You're not teaching like you did. Now you're preaching more evangelistic. I hadn't changed anything I was doing. But it was the word of God. And I'll tell you what, I want to give a little honor to somebody right now. 20 years ago, thereabouts, young lady came into this church with her little boy, sat on the back. She didn't come looking for a position. She didn't come for any reason except she wanted to make sure that her and her little boy were in church, and she ended up here. And she's been with us for all that time. I taught a Bible school series way back when. International Bible Seminary out of Florida. She took the classes. Then I taught New Life Bible School. We had 23 different classes that we taught during the period of time. And I don't know how many of them she took, but she was there for a bunch of them. And God has changed her life. I have confidence in her. I trust her. And I know she's a woman of God. And I know she's walking in the truth. And I'm talking about Sister Shirley, in case y'all don't know. And I just want you, on Tuesday morning, to not try to live on that tickling feeling that you got during the goosebump session on Sunday morning, because that's not going to do it. I want you to be able to stand against that storm, against that wind, against that rain, because you know the Word of God. I tell you what, if my wife did not stand on the Word of God, I would probably not be standing up here talking to you this morning. I would be already at my reward. The Word of God is so powerful, but you got to believe it, and you got to live by it. You've got to trust it. That's our sole purpose here. It's to sow the Word of God into people so that when the enemy comes, they can say, get behind me, Satan, or I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. This too shall pass, because in all things we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. I got to do something yesterday that I haven't done in years. I praise God for it as a testimony. I went fishing. I didn't catch anything, but I enjoyed sitting there in the sunshine doing that because God enabled me to. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and worship God this morning. Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to receive your word. Help us, Lord God, to accept it, not just to hear it, but to do it and to see the results of it happen in our lives. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord, we're here to praise you. Amen.
Good morning, church.
How are y'all today?
And highly favored. You go, girl. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, I got to go fishing with Dad yesterday. And I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. 2 weeks ago, he wouldn't have been able to have done what he did yesterday. Well, hello, Brother Jim. Good to see you this morning, brother. But anyway, I got just a bigger kick out of watching Dad fish yesterday as I was catching fish myself. You know, because, you know, it ain't been that long ago we didn't know if he was going to make it or not. You know what I'm saying? And now look at him. He's back to fishing. Talking about basketball. Hey, come here, son, and do this. That's what I like. I like hearing that. That's a good thing. That lets me know that what we're being taught here is a fact. Amen? You know, fact is, the Word of God is the truth. The fact is, we can stand on what God has to say, and we can stand on that He will keep His promises. Amen? And that's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all don't seem very excited this morning. Well, now, I'm excited to be in the house of God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody talked to anybody about getting saved this week? I did. Oh, yeah. I tried to do that. I tried to find me somebody to talk to about the Lord. That's what the Word says for us to do. Go out and take the Word to the nations. Hallelujah. But God is good. You know, I can understand you got this busy schedule that, you know, that we sometimes we want to put things on the back burner. We sometimes go, well, you know, I'll do this later, or I'll see that person later. Sometimes we might do that, just a little bit. Or maybe, well, I don't know if I should say that to that person, or I don't know how that person would respond to me talking about the Lord to he or she. You know what? Somebody talked to me about God. And at the particular point in my life, I wasn't ready to hear it, but I listened to what the person was saying. And if I ain't mistaken, isn't that called sowing a seed? Yeah, I think it's what that's plowing ground and planting in. And if we'll take time to do that, regardless to what your conscience is telling you, or regardless to what the lie the devil is trying to get you to believe, take time to talk to these people. Get out of your comfort zone for just a few minutes. Because I had to learn how to do that. God will bless you mightily. Amen.
Your lids be lifted up, tell everyone how great the love come down from heaven's gate, to kiss the earth with open grace. Sing, who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty? Who is this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty? Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love, and we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty.
God, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? I got to just say this. I have been to a softball game and yell louder than this. It's okay to have fun in church, isn't it? I mean, I think so. I really think so. I believe personally that it's better to have fun in here than it is in the world. Because I tell you what, I've lived in the fun in the world. And then also live with all the people talking to you, talking about you behind your back and all this other good old stuff, all the gossip you hear out in the world. God is good, y'all. And, you know, I'm not trying to tell you how to act or none of that good stuff, but I'm going to tell you how I like to do it. You know, smiling and having fun to me, it does me more good than sitting around gloomy. It does me a lot of good. I can get up and laugh and talk to people.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Yes, sir. I like that.
The Word of God said.
I like that. And, you know, I remember a time in this church when it was very noisy. Oh, yeah. I've seen the people take off running around here. I've seen people getting hands laid on them and laying out on the floor up here. And I've seen people over praying over them when they land there.
That's right.
A lot of things went on. And you talk about a little fellow come from a Baptist church, come over here and see all that. Imagine that. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Well, I survived the first time I walked in the door. And it wasn't like I survived. It just felt right. It was different. But I'm like, wow, you know, these people are having church. You know, we're not sitting in here with the suit and tie on, scared to get something on it. You know what I'm saying? Or we didn't come in here to be concerned about who you're sitting next to. You come in here to get your praise on and to get something and take it out of here. Amen? And that's what time that is. That's what the good Lord has in store for us. It's just everything. We got a mansion. It's already waiting on us. That's right. So, with that being said, I'm good with the mansion. But, you know, there's a few things we got to do around here, down here, just to help it along the way. That's right. Oh, hallelujah. I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave,
the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moved mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us.
We have hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moved mountains when he speaks,
Hallelujah. Isn't that good to know, though? Isn't that good to know? You know, I remember times in my life, especially after I'd gotten saved. I didn't know a lot about the Word of God, what it really would do for your life. But I'll tell you this, I did know the difference between right and wrong. And I did know my feelings. And I did understand when I'd read my Bible, I didn't quite understand what I was reading, but you could feel it was the truth. You knew it was right. You might not understand it, but you knew it was right. I'm sorry, but I have a hard time of believing that a person can be told about Christ and not feel something. I don't believe that. I believe that we turn Christ down because we choose to. But if you bring a baby in here, you can take two kids and put them right here, and I guarantee you can put something good over here and something bad over here, and they'll gravitate to the good. It's just in us. But I'm not saying that the devil won't try to manipulate, but you will gravitate to good. I'll say this, guys. From where I was in my life to now, I know the look of death. I played with people that I shouldn't be here, and it's not something that I'm proud of. But the fact is that I got removed from that, and what removed me was the Word of God. That led me to where I'm at now. And you hear me say this repeatedly in here, but evidently I'm supposed to. God is God. He's the healer. He's your strength. He's everything you need. But again, we just need to be obedient to what He has to say, and we will gain a lot. Is it always when we want it? No. Is it always what we want? No. But it's there. It's there. I know for a fact it's there. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Wait just a minute, Miss Martha. I like hearing what you say.
You know, you were talking about having fun in church and coming together, and that we need to, you know, come together. Well, I was raised in a very legalistic church where if you didn't come together on Sundays, if you didn't go to church, not just on Sundays, every time the door was open, that it was a point against you somewhere in heaven. You couldn't, you know, not miss on Sundays especially. And I heard from my grandmother for years, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. But you know, it's just been since I've been coming here, which is past 34 years, that I realize coming to church is not just for God's purpose. He doesn't need us here to be God. He doesn't need us here to do what He wants to do. What we do when we come in on Sundays is for us and for each other. And I want to read from Hebrews 10, starting with verse 24. No, I'm going to go back to 23. I learned that from Pastor. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And that's talking about God. And don't give up our confession. But right after that it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. You don't see love in your fellow people here at church. You don't see good works coming out of them. We, as each other's congregation, are to stir them up. We are to encourage them in good works and in love. not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. And that was one of the things that Pastor was talking about, the basics of the rock being the word and sand being the world. It now seems that you can be a Christian and never go to church, because you can get on the internet or you can get on the TV. And I'm not against those things, especially for those who are physically unable to get into church, for those who are shut-ins or you know, sick or elderly. I understand. I think it's wonderful. But there's still something about, for you know, coming together and rubbing shoulders with each other. And that's why it says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And we know that we're living in end times. These seats, Wednesday night, we talked about this. Where are my Sherry and Miss Phyllis and Miss Lottie? When we came together for prayer service, we talked about this. And I prayed, and I want to tell you what. Yeah, Miss Phyllis and Sherry and Miss Lottie, they all had the same feeling. They agreed. We saw these seats full. We saw them full. We prayed them full. Not because we are into numbers, but because every person that walks in and sits in this seat is going to hear the word of God. And that is one more person that Satan is not going to destroy, that their lives are not going to be the same that it was before. But we can't do it until we assemble ourselves together and stir up the good works and exhort one another. We are here for each other in order to glorify God, not just so we can say that you're supposed to attend church on Sunday morning. Yeah. So yes, Ricardo, have good fun if that exhorts and moves others to good works and love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
One thing about it, you got it's as a man thinketh. And if you associate with the wrong people, I don't care if you've known them all your whole life, if they're dragging you down and you can't help them, you need to recognize that. And then when you're able to go back and help them, that's a great thing, because you're the one they're associating with too. But you have to strengthen, you have to be from a stronger position. It's like the object lesson of the person up on the table and people below. It's harder to pull somebody up than it is for them to pull you down. You have to recognize that. But the fellowship of the church strengthens that. And when you go out as an individual, you're the one that they're associating with too. And you have to act the same in and out of church. And you might be the only word that anybody ever sees. And that's a fact. And sometimes it's just in your actions.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I you know, it. Let me say this. I know people that go to different churches that will call us to pray for them. That really just, that's awesome. In my book, that's awesome. But now, they have the same opportunity to learn what we're learning. But they'll call us for us to pray for them. So something's going on right here, amen? That's a good thing, amen? That's a great thing. That's exactly right. Well, I know one thing. I love the Lord. And
amen.
I just don't love him on occasion. I love him every day. And I just don't love him in church. I love him everywhere I go. Amen. And I'm not ashamed to talk about the Lord to anybody. Nope. If anything, I'm going to run the devil. I want to chase him. I've chased after him before. For every time I went and get a bunch of dope for somebody, or for every time I go and buy stuff for people that they really didn't need it. I chased the devil a lot. But now I want to chase him with the Bible. I want to put this foot, this heel on his head. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, y'all. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain breaker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify.
Yes.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Let's do this right here one more time, will you please? Come on, church, help me out right here.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. You got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just want to share this. We're going to do the song. Is that beginning a week from Tuesday night, Miss Martha's going to do another Bible study. And if you look in your bulletin, the name of it, it's what? The pace setter? Becoming a pace setter. In the race of faith. And I want you to know there's a lot of races going on out there. But they're not all of faith. And women and girls, if we're going to be strong, and it's based on the scripture from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3, I tell you what, we're going to have to know the Word of God. And we're going to have to stand on the Word. God has never changed. Right now we're living in the area of mercy and grace. And as we win our race, we need to know how to stand on the Word, but offer mercy and grace. Amen? Glory to God.
Heavenly Father, can I get the ushers to come forth, please? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for our offering today, Lord God, which is about to be given. I just thank you for that, Lord. And right now, Jesus, I just, Lord, just bless the tithers of this church. Bless the givers, Lord God. Bless the people that come in here and devote their time to clean and repair, Lord God. And bless the guy that comes in just to take care of the lawn and everything outside as well, Lord God. I just thank you for that because it needs to be done, and it's just one of those days of taking care of your kingdom as well, Lord. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. The Godhead in one, come on.
And darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. You're the God.
You're the name above all names.
Sing with me,
you're worthy of
our praise. And all will see
how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Say, you're the name above all names.
Sing with me
and you're worthy of our praise.
And all will see
how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you.
See, how great
is
our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
While y'all sitting there, just reach your hands toward heaven. Let's sing it to the good Lord one time, please.
Say, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Let's do that one more time.
Say, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
we serve an awesome God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us today, Lord. Just thank you. Yes, ma'am, you sure may.
I am standing here as a witness to how great God is. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize how great he is until he blesses us through something. I know God is good. He takes us through whatever we have to go through. Having to go through the death of my honey poo for 34 years we were married is the greatest thing that I've ever had to go through. But look at me standing here as a witness to how great God is and how he will bless you through. Yeah, true, I still go through the pain and grief of losing my husband, but God picks me up. He puts one foot in front of the other, and he carries me every day. He's blessed me to be here with my church family once again, to enjoy you all. I love you so much. And I thank God for blessing me to be here. I may not be able to come back. I don't know what God has in store for me, but I know that God is great, God is good, and God loves us unconditionally. We go through things and we think that we're by ourselves, but God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's with us through it all. Glory, hallelujah to his holy name.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. You know, I feel so good about this place is that if I need something and from anybody in here, I wouldn't be a bit afraid to pick the phone up and call and say, hey, I need this or that, or would you help me do this or that? That's what it's all about. We got to help each other get through the rough times in life. You know what I'm saying? But then again, on the other hand, it's okay to, when something good's going on in your life, for call and praise that too. Amen? That's the way I look at that. The God I serve is an awesome God. He's full of joy and love and compassion. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm the only one here who understands that. You know, I get excited when I talk about God and let people know what he's done for me. Amen? But see, you know, I'm the best person in this world to talk about Ricardo. I sure am, good or bad. And I will do the bad part as well as I'll do the good part. As simple as that, because I'm not perfect. I don't think there's been but one perfect. Amen? I don't know. Brother Ronnie's perfect. I don't know. He's close. I have to brag on him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I have to brag on him a little bit. But anyway, I love you guys. I love to get to stand here in front of y'all every Sunday and do this right here. I'm in my element. I get nervous at times. Can you believe that? Nasty. But anyway, he's rubbing off on me. Hey, he's done started. We done started bringing our guns to church to shoot the rabbits he'd be chasing. It's good to have Dad back. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys, and I'll get out of y'all's way after this. Y'all know where your soul is this morning? I know where mine is this morning. Hallelujah.
Of great joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh no, my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Unto you a child is born, to us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, let every nation under heaven. Come and worship, do not be afraid. 'Cause my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. With his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne.
magnifies the Lord. Hallelujah. My soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
My soul magnifies the Lord.
My soul magnifies the my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us, great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
He's done great things. He's done great things. Say, oh yeah, he's done great things. Hallelujah. Anybody got a testimony in here this morning? Anybody else got anything they like to say this morning? Well, amen. Hallelujah.
I don't have anything specific to say other than God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And I do thank God for this church and for everybody in it and for God that is in it. I mean, it's my kids right now are gone to the church down in Jamestown because they have singing and stuff to do. You know, that's how things go sometimes. Ricardo's got to go sing other places too. But let me tell you, that ain't here. So guess what? I dropped him off. I said, I'll see you later. I'm going to church because, I mean, and you know, the Spirit is in other places. And it is. Where they go is good, kind of. But not exactly right. But I'm just saying, I just love all the people. Amen. And I love to come to church. Amen. I just do. I love to see everybody. And even the people that aren't sitting in the seats, because they'll be here eventually. And it's all good. It's all good. Because God is good. And just like Ricardo says, he can't say enough about it. I can't either. Yes, I don't run around to do whatever. I almost fall in the floor when I'm singing, though, because I just jump around. But, I mean, I'm telling you, just because, and that's one thing. You know, you might not see what we did way back when, running around doing cartwheels and slobbering or whatever we did. But that doesn't mean that people sitting in these seats aren't getting it. Amen. It doesn't mean that. Amen. There's a season for everything. But if y'all do want to get up and slobber, go for it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Classes to be dismissed.
I just want to share one. I hadn't said anything really to anybody about it, but I just want to share a miracle I got, and then we'll dismiss classes. But we were in a situation at the house to where we were told that our water heater was leaking. And it had already buckled up my bathroom floor. Anyway, that was what we were told. So we turned everything off, the water heater, all that, and waiting to get us a new water heater. And we come to find out it wasn't the water heater. So we've been all week without, I've been heating water. Okay, had water, been heating water. So Monday morning, I was doing my routine, and I had, you know, I was had heated my water, and I, other than just, it just one of those things that happened, but I was carrying my water into the bathroom, my hot water, and I really don't know what happened. And the water was boiling. It was boiling hot water, a big pan of boiling hot water. And I dumped that on my knees. I screamed, of course. Talk about, now he can move when he wants to. He moved. And it hurt. It hurt. It hurt. And my knees were on fire. And I said, I burnt my knees. And then I began quoting the word. I was screaming the word. It was hurting. I was crying. But I said, I'm healed in Jesus' name. My knees are healed in Jesus' name. And went in there and got some ointment. And I mean, those things burnt. We were going to Louisville that day. Had a doctor's appointment. I got my clothes on. I never said, I don't know if I can wear my slacks or not, but I wore them. I was very uncomfortable all day. Needless to say, it hurt. I want to tell you something. It never blistered. My knees, by today, there is no pain. They're red. I never lost the skin. The skin never peeled off. They never blistered. And I said, God, I wasn't going to say anything about it because, I mean, you know, but I said, I'm going to give you the credit and give you the glory because how many of you can, you know, if you've ever burned your finger on hot water, how it hurts. I'm here to give God the praise and the glory and the honor for what he did and to tell you that things happen sometimes. And I still carried hot water in there all week after that. Found out it wasn't my water heater. Anyway, that's another story, but God's going to take care of it. But I want you to know that God is your healer, regardless of what happens. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and you can take authority. And then, you know, it may not be easy when it first happens, the pain, but I'm here to tell you that God is faithful. Now, if I'd have gone to the hospital, he'd been faithful. But I don't know. I was so mad. And I said, that word's true. And I went all day. I had a hard time sleeping at night because the sheets and everything rubbing my knees. But it started getting easier. By Wednesday, I went up to Jerry and I said, I want you to look here. I said, look here. Y'all see what I'm doing? These knees were burnt with boiling water Monday morning. And other than being red, there's nothing there. I want to praise God this morning. How great is our God. Amen? Come on, church. He's your God, too. Amen? You can go to class now.